The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. We are the Grillin' Guys, and we are live at the 211 Bar in Onaway, Michigan, 211 Bar and Grill. We spoke earlier with the proprietor, Matt, and he's done a great job at bringing this place back to life. It's an establishment that was out of business for years, and I've got to believe that the locals were really, really bummed when this place closed because it's such a cool facility. And Matt right. and Barbie, they came back in and took this place and they turned it into, Morton F. would be proud of this place.
Or Jerry Chipetta.
Jerry Chipetta, yeah. Pitch Pine Pete.
Don't get me wrong, I know who Morton F. is.
Pitch Pine Pete.
We love Morton F.
No, last night, though, by the crowd you had here, last night, you'd never know this place wasn't around.
No. It
you
was
never
rocking.
Know that. It was packed.
Absolutely rocking.
Packed, we were Bob pretty... and karaoke. Oops, did that slip out?
Shush.
Up to 25,000 hits now.
Not fair. Anyway, on the live line right now, we've got a fella calling from a bucket on Tower Lake, and his name is Jop.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Actually, I'm off the lake now. Got my limit, bluegills, and just working on cleaning them up. But it's a beautiful morning down here. I don't know about where you are, but the sun's shining, and it's going to be about a balmy 40 today. So great day to get out on your back deck and grill.
We are in sunshine. It's gorgeous. You know, Black Lake, Jop, dude, we got to, next year, you got to make sure you make this because I want to come back. This yeah. is such a cool area of the earth. I mean, wonderful spot in the world. And what a unique set of circumstances and history to this place. Matt was telling us the history of this place. There was a big steering wheel factory here, and the sign when you enter town says Onaway Steering the World or something like that. And they made all the steering wheels for all the old antique cars back when the car business started up. The giant forestry production facilities, and I mean, he's got pictures of all sorts of just very cool historical. Events that have taken place in this area, and as well as there's a muley just about ready to take a lick off of
the
Shasta
back of my
here.
Head.
Kind of like that
really
wolf
close.
That was biting your crotch last weekend, Choppy.
Oh man.
Ouch. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe, you know, if you're in the steering wheel capital of the world, maybe they can give you some direction up there, Bob, because we're bouncing all over, baby, but it's good. It's good radio. But let me do a little bouncing, too. Hey, I'm doing something today that I'm going to use tomorrow at a little get-together for the Super Bowl, but I'm making a garlic herb dip, and it's really simple, and I just wanted to let everybody know how I was doing it. I'm going to get 3 heads of garlic, the whole head, and I'm going to cut them in half lengthways so that the cloves are exposed, and I'm going to drizzle some of Shasta's Meyer lemon olive oil over the top of that, wrap them up in foil, throw them on the grill, a hot grill, about 400 degrees for about 40 minutes. And I'm going to let those things cook. And about the last 15 minutes, I'm going to plank a piece of salmon and put that salmon on there and get the smoke going a little bit. And I'm going to make a smoked garlic herb dip. Real easy to do because once I get that grill, or those garlic off the grill, rather, I'm going to mix them with a cup of mayonnaise and a little bit of sage and parsley and salt to your taste. And then take some of that flaked salmon, mix it all together. You can put that in the fridge. It'll be awesome tomorrow when you pull that out. Eat that on some pita chips or something like that. Just a fantastic little dip. Easy to do. Grab a piece of salmon and a few cloves or heads of garlic, and you're good to go, man.
Hey, Jop, I wonder if you could substitute that salmon for sturgeon.
Yeah, if I had any. But we're going to see if you're going to bring me some back.
I don't know. Our odds are not very good. Have you checked out YouTube?
She's being mean to me, Jop.
Well, that's okay. She's filling in well.
She's filling in for you. She's so much easier though than you. She's got absolutely all smooth edges.
Yeah, I don't doubt that a bit.
Oh boy.
Well, anyway, life is good up here. Sorry you couldn't make it, but. We'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you next weekend, if nothing else. But thanks so much for checking in with us.
Fantastic. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you later.
Get to cleaning those fish.
Yeah, will do.
All right. It's Jop. He just got his limit on a bunch of bluegill, and that's a lot of work. I don't know. Did he say what he was going to do with the bluegill?
No.
No.
Other than clean them up.
Talked about salmon.
Yeah.
How's that work?
I don't know.
I think he's faking it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever sat on a bucket.
We need to fire up that spy cam in his house, and let's see what he's really doing. He's probably still in his jammies.
Probably. He's drinking a Bud Light right now. He's kicked back.
No, my boy will never drink a Bud Light.
No,
okay?
Oh, okay.
No, he's already been schooled. This hour is brought to you by K&M Dodge. They're on Plainfield Avenue, and they are a new sponsor in the show. They actually provided that nice journey we rode up here in and got like 26 miles to the gallon, doing 85. Oops, 75. Sorry.
Drove pretty
whatever
smooth.
Whatever we were doing. But right now at K&M Dodge, you can check out a new 2012 Avenger SXT loaded with equipment up to 37 miles to the gallon, 100,000-mile warranty, only $15,682, which is $189 a month, with $1,000 down. That's not a lease. Okay? Go buy one.
Pretty inexpensive.
Check them out. K&M Dodge. They've got over 600 cars in inventory. Fun folks. These guys are all grilling guys. We're at K&M because those guys love grilling. Just a cool bunch of guys. That sales staff has been around for decades. And that's because they love working there. There must be something going on. You know what I'm saying, Mad Dog?
I think they love you. Is what I think. I think they love you. If they give you a vehicle to drive, they must like you a lot.
Must love you.
Yeah, they must love you. They must love you. Like Shaggy, they love you.
There's a lot of me that love.
They love you.
Not to love.
That's exactly right. They love you.
Well, anyway, I'm not sure about that, but so Mad Dog, we've got major talent here in Mad Dog. You realize that, Shasta, right?
I do.
Okay.
I shiver in its presence.
I just want to.
Please, ma'am. Please.
You're the gentle man.
The gentle olive oil young lady here.
Oh, man.
Why don't you give us a little bit of a wrap-up on your total thoughts on the big game tomorrow. What some other perspectives you have on this game?
Well, I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of perspective. There's a lot of perspective in Indianapolis because of Peyton Manning's circumstance with the Colts because of Ursay, and can Peyton Manning go, and are they going to pay him $28 million? That's sort of like a sidebar because his brother, of course, is going to play quarterback, as we talked to Big Paulie about. I'll tell you right now, I like the Giants, like I said. They're getting 3 points. The over and under is 54. I like the under in this game. I really do. I'm going to look at the New England Patriots are going to have to run the ball, okay, because they're going to have to shore it up a little bit so Tom Brady can execute what he wants to do too. Tom Brady is a Hall of Famer as we speak. Tom Brady knows how to win Super Bowls. Bill Belichick, as I, you know, we were talking to your friend in Louisiana, he's a guy that has to get that monkey off the back. Can he win a Super Bowl without, you know, the possibility? He got in trouble of videotaping practices from other teams. He got a 4-game suspension off of a Super Bowl. This was years ago. Tom Brady wants one more shot, and he's getting long in the tooth. It's going to be a big-time game. You know how much commercials go for right now?
No.
$3.5 million for a 30.
Wow.
Anheuser-Busch has 4
way more
minutes
than what we charge.
You're underpaid, Bob.
4 minutes and Anheuser-Busch has 4 minutes and 30 seconds of commercials in the game tomorrow. You know, and Madonna, a Michigan resident.
Have you seen her pipes lately?
Yeah, oh, no, she's...
Her pipes?
Yeah.
Her pipes?
Yeah. No, yeah, she's a... Well, of course, she owns...
She's got a gun show going on.
Her father owns Chicone Vineyards up in Traverse City area. And she'll be the halftime entertainment.
Funny story there. I met her father.
I've been to that vineyard, though. I've been there 2 or 3 times, too. We were talking about vineyards,
He came to my birthday party. Really? We had my birthday party in Traverse City, and he's... It was at her cousin's house. And, funny story. Anyway, Madonna.
Nice guy?
He was a really nice guy, actually. Yeah, came up in a little caravan. Total simple dude, just nice guy, regular guy.
Well, I saw an Inside Edition. His son lives underneath the bridge there at Front Street. Madonna's brother does. He's like a homeless person.
Sounds like Obama's uncle.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, boy. Well, this is Michigan, you know? Some people live under bridges. Some people live up on black land.
Well, I think he embellished the whole situation myself.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We are the Grilling Guys. We are at the 211 Bar and Grill up on Black Lake. It's Sturgeon Season Unplugged. We're going to be back in just a minute, and we're going to talk with Shasta about maybe her picks for the game, but maybe some Brie.
Sure.
We'll be back.
Let's talk about Brie.
Yourself. It doesn't matter if it's good.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.